you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, we look at careers in cooking. Stay tuned. For those who find it hard to leave the kitchen, a job as a chef may be the right fit for you. Executive chef at Moon Palace Jamaica Grand David McIntosh says while a love and passion for cooking are important ingredients for a successful career as a chef, formal training is also vital.
Importantly, take some type of formal training and during that course of study, get some practical experience during the holidays, whether that be in a hotel, villa, maybe in a commercial operation such as a supermarket that might have a deli. This will give them some practical insight and feel for the industry.
After completing formal training, you'll need to decide where you see yourself in the industry. The choice is between pastry and hot foods.
When you're involved in the pastry side of things, then you're a little bit more of a scientist in all reality because a lot of the pastry requirements and recipes are somewhat driven by weight and measures and you know, very strategic amounts and temperatures, etc. Whereas in the hot side of food, where they're using cooking methods such as boiling, sautéing, grilling, it is one that, again, requires a certain amount of knowledge and understanding of temperatures and so forth, but it is not as scientific as a specific recipe in a pastry production.
While gathering your knowledge about the industry, ensure you remain flexible.
For example, if you had a movie being shot and you had an A-list star, then you know their needs and requirements might be akin to what they might require in the United States or the UK. But if they are flexible, then they will want to try the local cuisine. So we want to position ourselves where they have adequate knowledge to be able to cover all of these needs and requirements.
Now, after you have gathered the knowledge, it's time to start working your way through the various stations in the kitchen.
You will probably start off in the veg area, and then you'll go on to soups, then you might go into salads, and then you will do meats, and then sauces. After you've done all of that, that could take you probably 4 years or so. You then will be working your way into supervisory management positions, where you will be directed teams of minimum of 8 or 9 people up to a maximum of 20, 30 people. If your hotel does events such as weddings and convention and large groups, then you get into the whole business of banqueting, and a banquet can require a wide cross-section of information, knowledge, skill set, setup, time span, etc.
Spending time in this area prepares you to work in restaurants where you could specialize in a particular cuisine.
So it could be Jamaican, Mexican, French, German, European, whatever. And you would, again, typically start off in a section so that you can master the ability to cook what we call a la carte, individual portions, a specific way to the taste of the guest, and timing is very important. Management of resources is very important. Knowledge of cost is very important. And also the importance of sanitation and the whole safety food chain and HACCP safety standards is critical.
After you mastered these skills, you are now ready to become a sous chef.
So you will take charge of the kitchen in the absence of the chef. That could be to take care of anything from ordering, discipline, menu selection, meeting with guests to finalize special events, to meeting with media, sending out recipes that represent your particular hotel, and then ultimately the head chef or the executive chef of a property.
Executive chef at Moon Palace Jamaica Grand David McIntosh. If you're ready to pursue your dream of becoming a chef, the Heart Trust NTA and the University of Technology UTEC are two institutions that offer training at the tertiary level. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.